Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Tried to console Rosalind when she learned what Dr. Hertman's decision was in regard to that neck injury. Inasmuch as Mitzi had recommended the famous specialist, she felt a greater sense of responsibility. Poor Rosalind, sighed Mrs. Jensen. Poor child, murmured Florence. And Uncle Jimmy characteristically said, poor human nature. While Rosalind is not exactly resigned to this terrible blow, she is not in tears.
Mitzi, this might all have happened for the best. Who knows?
Oh, I was so certain that Dr. Hertman could do something, Rosalind.
Yes, he could have done something. Operated. But now that I'm expecting baby, and even after baby came, that shock to my nervous system. Well, there's nothing much we can do about it.
I've heard there are compensations for all things. Well, if we wish to look at it philosophically, this very trying period of doubt and worry has brought us closer to Mrs. Stewart. And just speaking of ourselves,
we'll be friends as long as we live. I thought the highest form of compensation would have been if Bobby'd come to me and said...
But he didn't.
He just said, Rosalind, don't ever stop loving.
Just like a little boy. You see, Rosalind, these husbands of ours aren't just the men we married. There are children, too.
Husbands of ours? Mitzi, you've been married.
Yes, Rosalind. And I have a dear little boy, 6 years old. The court gave the child to his father for part of each year. That's why I don't have him with me now.
Oh, Mitzi. Oh,
for a long time, I was very bitter.
You suffered, too.
I still suffer. Oh, I miss the little fellow terribly. But... I don't wear my heart on my sleeve anymore. Oh, my, look at the time.
Please don't go. Bobby won't be home until 12 tonight. I do wish he wouldn't work so late at the office. It's bad for anyone to have to be under artificial light. Under artificial light at the Bonton nightclub. I guess you know everything now.
No, not everything. One thing I don't know is just where Robert Stewart is going. How far, and when he's ever coming down to Earth.
I don't think he knows either. But when he does come down, it'll be just as he says, with a bang.
Uh-oh, I guess we don't get in here, Uncle Jimmy. Flurry's scrubbing the floor again.
Well, there's nothing funny about it.
I know there isn't, Florence, and we've just thought of bamboo, eh?
Oh, you can stay, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, Flurry, dear, I feel just as badly as you do, but sometimes I take a funny way of showing it. If you need me, dear, just call me.
Florence, Dr. Hurtman's decision has been a terrible blow to all of us.
Oh, I've been fighting back the tears all day. I can't even get up courage enough to go over to Mrs. Jensen's and see Rosalind.
Even little Johnny's unhappy tonight.
Dorothy went to her room, said she had a headache. Here I am scrubbing this floor. Oh, I phoned over to Mrs. Jensen's. Bobby didn't come home for dinner.
Boy must be terribly upset. Too unhappy to come home again.
But not too unhappy to try and forget his troubles on the outside. I don't know what's going to happen to the boy, the way he's running away from his troubles.
From himself, Florence, not his troubles. Not even running away from Rosalind.
I do wish you'd get close to him again like you did when he was sick, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, Florence, I can't force myself on Bobby. When he needs me, he'll come to me.
I can't blame you for feeling a little, well, unhappy about Bobby. After the way he talked.
Oh, well, we both of us lost our tempers, I guess, but someone had to gain control of the situation, and the way he was shaking Johnny, why, he might have injured his arms or back, and good heavens, the Stewarts have enough to meet without.
Uncle Jimmy, after having been married for almost 25 years, I've come to the conclusion that if a man has any well-developed bachelor habits, he'd better stay a bachelor. There's very little point in Bobby inflicting his roving soul on a good woman like Rosalind.
Rosalind is a good woman. And Robert Stewart's a man.
A boy who doesn't...
Who does know that he's doing wrong and willfully and deliberately. And who must also be made to realize that someday, somewhere, he must pay a terrible price.
Yes. Yes, we all pay a terrible price. There seems to be no escape from the consequences of our actions.
Well, what I have said regarding Bobby comes from the heart of a friend who loves him. All he ever has to do is to say, Uncle Jimmy, I guess I'd like to turn over a new leaf.
I wonder when that'll be. I'm his mother. He's his mother's son. I'm afraid he's inherited some of Florence Stewart's pride.
Yes, he's his mother's son. But he's still close enough to the woman who bore him to profit by her example. My dear, if you only knew how wonderful the new Florence is.
I think I have changed for the better. It's been about time. When the day comes that my boy changes, I wonder what he'll be like.
Florence, he'll be a real man.
Mother Jensen, I don't want you worrying about me. I'm just going to the grocery store.
But the walks are so slippery, Rosalind. Now, Uncle Jimmy, be glad to go with your Johnny or Dorothy.
Why, you'd think I was made of sugar and spice.
Yeah, you are. And ever so nice. Look, dear, I'll just throw this coat over my shoulders and go along with you.
No, I'm going alone. And if I'm not back in, say, 15 minutes... Why, you can send out a searching party for me.
If you was a little like Johnny,
and isn't it lucky for me I'm not? Remember, 15 minutes. Oh, well, give me half an hour. You know how long it takes for a woman to make up her mind. Well, hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Hi, Rosalind, dear. Where in the world are you going?
Just to the store.
Well, it's getting pretty dark. Don't be gone long.
All right, Uncle Jimmy.
Do you think it's all right for Rosalind to go out alone?
No, Uncle Jimmy. I told her it wasn't. But she just wouldn't listen to my calling you or Dorothy or Johnny. Of course, she'll be back in half an hour.
I know, but the walks are pretty slippery, you know.
Land of Goshen. I didn't know a body's hair could get gray so quick. Now that I'm a mother, Of course, I had a few of them before from just wear and tear of living, but...
Oh, everything will be all right. We're just too apprehensive about our children. Smells like mincemeat.
I got a crock of it up there on the stove. I'll make my own. Tomorrow, we'll have some pie.
Then you may expect me tomorrow, as per usual.
All right. Wish Bobby would be home for more meals. Heavens to Betsy, I never know whether he's coming home for dinner or not. But I always cook up plenty.
Just about enough for an army.
Well, an army of three. Did you notice that Bobby last few days has looked a little peaked?
I haven't seen enough of Bobby to pass judgment.
Oh, he's in good flesh. In fact, gaining weight all the time. But might do with a little more sleep.
Gets in pretty late, doesn't he?
I don't know just how late. But, Uncle Jimmy, I don't fall asleep till I hear his key in the door. And sometimes I don't fall asleep until 3 a.m.
You know, if Rosalind could have been successfully operated on. But the greater if is, if she wasn't going to be a mother, she might show Bobby a thing or two. She could get a job, be independent.
Well, Mrs. Stewart told me that when the baby came, and, well, Rosalind was well enough, and, well, of course, when the baby was old enough to be left with her grandmothers, she wanted Rosalind to get some work.
Yes, it would give her a sense of independence. And perhaps if Bobby didn't see her very often, if she was just a little inaccessible, absence might make the heart grow fonder.
Stop all this telephoning every 5 minutes to Mrs. Jennings.
But Rosalind hasn't come home yet, and it's nearly 6:30.
Well, there must have been a line at the store, and she got there just about the time that every woman in town forgot something for a dinner.
But the store's only 5 blocks from here.
All right, Florrie, now just sit down and be calm. You sent Johnny and Dorothy to the store, and they'll be back any minute.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, has there been any word about Rosalind?
Just come from Mrs. Jennings. She's been looking out of every window in the house.
Oh. Uncle Jimmy, I have a feeling that something terrible has happened.
Oh, sure. Rosalind's been kidnapped.
Oh, please, Mrs. Stewart, let's all of us be calm.
Oh, whether she wanted anyone to go with her or not, someone should have insisted. Oh, well, Johnny, Dorothy.
Mom, Sister Rosalind never got to the store.
What? Mr. Timmons says he knows Rosalind just as well as he knows us. She wasn't
oh,
ever...
Oh, see, Arnold, what did I tell you? Oh, now what are we going to do?
Gosh, Mom, why don't you call the police? Maybe somebody kidnapped Sister Rosalind.
No, it wasn't anything like that. She may have gone to another store, perhaps decided to look in on some friend.
Yes, that's right, Florence.
It's nothing like that at all. She has been kidnapped. She has.
Now, what are you crying for, Dorothy?
It's terrible.
Oh, Johnny. Oh, no, please, people. We can't all of us go to pieces like this. Here, come on, let's put our thinking caps on and decide what to do.
Dorothy, phone Mrs. Jetson to come over here at once. No, never mind. Johnny, run over to Mrs. Jetson's and go right now, son.
All right. Daddy,
well, something will have to be done, and done quickly. Florence.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy. What shall I do?
Go to the phone. Call Bobby.
Yeah, but he isn't at the office.
Rosalind. Rosalind, where in the world have you been?
Why, I met Bobby, and he took me for a short drive. There was something very important that he wanted to tell me.
Could have been so important that took Robert an hour and a half to tell Rosalind. Will she tell the family, or was it something just between her and Bobby?